Remote Indigenous community leaders across the Northern Territory are dismayed to see much of the increased COVID support payments being spent on alcohol. They say it's caused dire consequences in their communities, where grog runners are selling illegal alcohol for up to $500 a bottle. The Pepimanati community in the Territory's Daly region is tackling the problem head-on with local projects including a new BMX bike track. Jane Barden reports.
Thank you all for coming, and I declare this BMX track open.
Get set. Go!
As Pepimanati's children take to the community's new outdoor BMX track on 40 new bikes, the faces of their parents light up with pride.
Oh my God, Minigie's just taken second position. Akamanis is in front.
It's a much-needed ray of hope in the community of 200, where since the COVID-19 crisis started, children have drifted away from school. Traditional owner and the West Daly region's mayor, John Wilson, says to be allowed to keep coming here, they'll have to re-engage with school and stay out of the trouble some have been getting into while truanting.
Those don't get education, they won't be on the bike track.
He says the project, which the West Daly Council and local Aboriginal Corporation have funded, was also sorely needed to get the community's adults back together. The mayor says since the federal government raised New Start payments in response to the pandemic, many people are spending the extra money on alcohol. The heavy drinking is exacerbating community tensions, which usually simmer below the surface.
Jealousy, fighting.
John Wilson says the COVID lockdowns of remote areas in May and June encouraged smugglers to take advantage of the demand for grog in a community where takeaway liquor is banned.
$500 a bottle, and you can't be spending family payments on alcohol.
What's that doing to families?
Well, families don't really care, actually, but I hope they do. See what $500 a bottle would do for food on the table.
The lockdown has also closed the community's social club, where locals are usually allowed a few drinks a night. Its manager and the chairman of the area's regional council, Carl Lukanovic, says the problems are common throughout the region.
A lot of violence, not just here in Pepimanati. A lot did happen here, but there's been a lot happening in the whole district.
Wes Miller, who manages governance programs for the NT's Peak Aboriginal Health Organisation, says it's the same throughout the territory.
Coronavirus has revealed a lot of cracks in the system. Yeah, governments need to work closer together, I think, on this.
Pepimanati's community night patrol team leader, Annunciata Wilson, has been on the front line of dealing with the problems.
There's drunks everywhere, fighting, unrest, damaging properties.
Well done, Akamanis. Beautiful racing.
But watching families interacting here together for the first time in months, Mrs. Wilson is hopeful this will be a place they can start to work together to turn their problems around.
And sit down and talk about the issues that we had in the past and move on and be happy again as a community and stronger.
Pepimanati Night Patrol leader Annunciata Wilson speaking there with Jane Barden.